يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
Children of Israel, recall my favor which I bestowed upon you, and I exalted you above the nations of the world.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ وَلَا تَنْفَعُهَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ.
And beware of the day when no one shall avail another, when ransom shall be accepted from no one, when no one's intercession will profit anyone, when there shall be no help from any quarter.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ.
Recall when Abraham's Lord tested him in certain matters, and when he successfully stood the test, he said, "Indeed, I am going to appoint you a leader of all people." When Abraham, peace be upon him, asked, "And is this covenant also for my descendants?" The Lord responded, "My covenant does not embrace the wrongdoers. My covenant does not embrace the wrongdoers."
This specifies that God's promise of the conferment of leadership applied only to those of Abraham's offspring, peace be upon him, who were righteous, and that the wrongdoers were naturally excluded. The word wrongdoer does not merely apply to those who are unjust and cruel to human beings, but also to those who are unjust with regard to the truth.
وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ أَنْ طَهِّرَا بَيْتِي لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ.
And we made this house, Kaaba, a resort for mankind and a place of security, commanding people, take the station of Abraham, peace be upon him, as a permanent place for prayer, and enjoined Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them, "Purify my house for those who walk around it, and those who abide in devotion, and those who bow, and who prostrate themselves in prayer."
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَارْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ قَالَ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَأُمَتِّعُهُ قَلِيلًا ثُمَّ أَضْطَرُّهُ إِلَى عَذَابِ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
And when Abraham, peace be upon him, prayed, "O my Lord, make this a place of security, and provide those of its people that believe in Allah and the last day with fruits for sustenance," Allah answered, "And I shall still provide him who disbelieves with the wherewithal for this short life, and then I shall drive him to the chastisement of the fire. That is an evil end."
وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّ إنك أنت السميع العليم.
Recall when Abraham and Ishmael, peace be upon them, raised the foundations of the house, praying, Our Lord, accept this from us. You are all hearing, all knowing.
ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
Our Lord, make us submissive to you, and make out of our descendants a community that submits itself to you, and show us the ways of your worship, and turn to us in mercy. You are much relenting, most compassionate.
ربنا وبعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
Our Lord, raise up in the midst of our offspring a messenger from among them who shall recite to them your verses, and instruct them in the book and in wisdom, and purify their lives. Verily, you are the most mighty, the most wise.